Hallelujah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. I just want to say welcome on tonight. Tonight is Monday. Tonight is Monday, and I just want to say welcome to our BFA Live Blog Talk Radio Show. This is Pastor Talia Oxendine. I am the Assistant Pastor of Beauty from Ashes Ministries International, where our pastor and founder is Pastor Verinda Cobbs. And I just want to take this time to say welcome to the call tonight. I just thank you for joining us in this weather on tonight. I just pray, Lord, that you all are safe in this weather and that you have been enjoying this restful time. And I just pray that during this time of rest that you have had an opportunity to just rest in the presence of God. And so we don't take it lightly that you have joined us on tonight. And so we just pray that you will receive something on this call tonight and that you will just continue to join us and just continue to grow with us as we seek God and we seek to dig into his word. And so, again, we just want to say thank you for joining us on tonight. Before we start, I don't do anything without saying a prayer. So we're going to go before the throne of grace. So if you could bow your heads, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come before your throne of grace on tonight just saying thank you for this day. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus for keeping us safe, oh God, from all hurt, harm, and danger. Lord, we bless your name on tonight. We bless your name, oh God, that you are giving us an opportunity, oh God, to just come together, oh God, and to just seek you, oh God. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus for the word, oh God, that you have given me on tonight. Lord, I ask right now in the name of Jesus that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight. Lord, I ask right now in the name of Jesus that the words that come out of my mouth, oh God, are those, oh God, that you have given me to speak, oh God, and none of it is me, oh God. Lord, that the people will see none of me, oh God, but they will hear all of you, oh God. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that people will receive, oh God, what you have to say, oh God, and Lord, that the word will be life-changing, oh God, for someone on tonight. Lord, we just thank you, we honor, and we praise you. In Jesus' holy name we pray, amen, amen. On tonight, we are going to start in Isaiah chapter 41, starting at, and I'm going to focus on verse 10. And I am going to be reading from the New Living Translation. And it says, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand." And the title of this message on tonight is, "Do It Afraid." The word tells us, don't be afraid because God is with us. He tells us we have nothing to fear. The word says that in spite of what obstacles we may face, we shouldn't be discouraged because he is our God. He made it personal in saying he belongs to us. He will strengthen us and help us. When we're afraid, he will give us strength and will help us with whatever we need. Whatever we do, we don't have to do in our own strength because God will strengthen us. He will hold us up with his victorious right hand. In his hand, there is victory. And so we will have victory in whatever he gives us to do. He will hold us up with his victorious right hand. And we know that the right hand represents strength. So if he's holding us up and he's strengthening us, there's no reason for us to be afraid. The Bible tells us numerous times, be not afraid. There's something on the internet that says it's listed 365 times. But in my research, I didn't find that to be the case, but it is there well over 80 times. So that says to me it was important that we understand that no matter what, we are not to be afraid. So the question that I ask you on tonight is, when God gives us an assignment, when God gives us a specific task, what are we afraid of? What makes us afraid to do what God has told us and called us to do? And as I was preparing for this message, of course, God was truly talking to me as I was preparing this message. But the Holy Spirit revealed three things to me that most people are afraid of in doing what he told us to do. And the first thing he said that most of us are afraid of is the fear of rejection. And some of us have been rejected all of our lives. So it shouldn't even matter that we're being rejected for being obedient and doing what God has told us to do. No matter what, we have to do it afraid. Not everyone will understand what you're doing. Not everyone will support the vision. They're not supposed to. God gave you the vision, not them. Do it afraid. Even if you think no one will support you, God has already set up the people that will support you. God has already lined up those that will receive from you. Do it afraid. The second thing that he said that many of us are afraid of is the unknown. The unknown can be very scary. The unknown makes us depend on God in ways that we may have never had to depend on him before. It tests our faith in God. And I know this from my own personal relationship with God. I know this in a personal way because in 2006, I was working for the state of Virginia. And I had gone to school for many years, you know, was in and out of school. And one day the Holy Spirit said, Talia, quit your job and go back to school full time. And in the natural, nothing about that made sense. The people on my job, they laughed at me. They talked about me. I walked in on the people talking about me. Nothing about what God was saying made sense. And I was so afraid of the unknown. It was, God, how are you telling me to do this? I didn't have any money saved up. I didn't know how I was going to pay to go back to school. I had no idea how this was going to happen. And in the natural, it was like, how can I pay my bills? I still had bills, but the Holy Spirit led me every step of the way. And so I was obedient. And in my obedience, it took me exactly 1 year from the time that I quit my job, enrolled in school full-time, to the time that I graduated. And my testimony is, the day that I graduated, it had been exactly 20 years. 20 years, do y'all hear me? 20 years since the time that I first started school. Now, it didn't take me, I wasn't in school all that time, but it took me 20 years to get a bachelor's degree. But for the grace of God, I had to do it afraid, even though it didn't make sense. Even though the people laughed at me, even though the people talked about me, but it was so that God could get the glory. It had nothing to do with me. And the people that talked about me, God made me order extra graduation invitations. He made me order 100 of them. And I had to send every last person that worked at the agency that I worked for a personal invitation. None of them came, and I didn't expect them to, and he told me they weren't going to come. But it was to show them that I wasn't crazy, but that I was following God. But that fear of the unknown it didn't stop me. We have to trust God and know that he has a plan and he's already worked it out. But the thing about that is we have to walk it out. Ephesians 3:20 tells us, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." So we have to believe that God can do what he's calling us to do. Afraid or not, do it afraid. Being afraid cannot keep us from being obedient. God said the third thing that many of us are afraid of, success. I can specifically remember years ago when the Holy Spirit revealed this to me about myself. And I thought this was the craziest thing I had ever heard of. How can anybody be afraid of succeeding? But it's easy. Because, again, it's fearing the unknown. It's looking at your own ability instead of trusting that God will hold you up with his right hand. Fearing success is knowing, Luke 12:48, to whom much is given, of him shall much be required. We will now be accountable for more. Succeeding puts the spotlight on you. But it can be easy if we are sure not to take credit for ourselves and give God all the glory. Succeeding will propel us into a place that God has ordained us to be. But again, that requires us to move. Do it afraid. When we hear him, we must move. And just because we don't see God moving, it doesn't mean he's not moving. A lot of times he's waiting for us. And the thing about that thing called fear, sometimes it's just like a backpack. We got to put that thing in our backpack and we got to take it with us. It doesn't give us room to stop. It doesn't give us a pass to not do what he said we're supposed to do. He can do anything. But it's according to the power that works within us. We have to believe that he can do it. Just like somebody can have an illness and we can lay hands on them and we can pray for them until we are blue in the face, but if they don't believe that they can be healed, they won't be healed. It's according to the power that worketh within you. If we don't believe it won't work, no matter what, it won't. Don't focus on the fear. Focus on God, because being afraid will paralyze you and it will cause you not to move. Fear will keep us from our destiny. Fear will keep us from someone else's destiny. There are certain instructions that God has given some of us, and because we don't have the whole picture, we haven't moved. What has God told you to do and you haven't moved? For me, I can think of at least three things that he's told me to do that I have not done. And it's been because of fear. And so for that, I've had to repent. And as much as I keep telling myself, I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it, each and every time I go to make a move, the enemy speaks to me, and he talks to me, and he talks so loudly it paralyzes me. And so on tonight, we've got to break that. There's somebody on this call that what he's telling you to do, it's an urgency that we get it done. It's an urgency because somebody's destiny is tied to it. It's an urgency because somebody's life depends on it. It's an urgency because we don't know how much time we have. We can't keep taking things and keep taking God for granted. We have to do it afraid. I remember years ago I cried out to God because at that time I didn't understand my purpose. And I didn't know what he was doing with me. And after I had my fit, God politely spoke to me and said, Talia, if I told you what I was going to do with you, it would scare you. So with that, he only gives me a piece of the puzzle at a time because he knows I can't handle more than that. And so for somebody on this call, you haven't moved because you don't have the whole puzzle. And guess what? You won't have the whole puzzle until you make that first move. You won't have that puzzle until you do what he told you to do, and you do it even if you're afraid. You won't have that puzzle without submitting yourself to God. You won't have the whole picture if you don't just submit your will to his will. And even with that being, and even with being given a piece of the puzzle at a time, me personally, sometimes I'm still afraid to move. I'm afraid to move because I know it's going to lead to something bigger than me. I know it's going to lead to something greater. Why are we so afraid of the greater? There's so much he wants to do. There's so much that he has in store for us. And we're holding ourselves up. And I've had several people tell me many times, get out of your own way. And so there are some, I know I'm not the only one. And if I am, God bless you. Maybe this message is just for me. But there is, I believe, someone else that you hear God and you hear him clearly. And every time you go to do it, you talk yourself out of it because of the unknown, because of the fear of rejection. And we've just got to trust God and trust the process of what he's trying to do in our lives. Because he's still requiring us to move. We have to do it afraid. By us being fearful and not moving, we stay stagnant. God doesn't get any glory out of that. When all we have to do is seek him, acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. He tells us that in his word. By us being fearful and not moving, we're telling God we don't trust him. By us being fearful and not moving, we're telling God that what he said about us is not true. What if God told you to do and you still haven't moved because you're afraid? And again, I won't say that that's everybody. But I believe that there are some people on this call that are struggling with this very issue. So even though he tells us, be not afraid, many of us have allowed our flesh and our emotions to take over. We can't allow ourselves to be paralyzed by fear, so we can't move. We have to take that fear with us and do what God has told us to do until we can overcome it. Because as long as we're not moving, there's no way we can overcome that fear. As long as we're not obedient to God, there's no way that we can be delivered from that fear. And if we're waiting to be delivered from that fear, that day may never come for us to do what he told us to do. Maybe God won't deliver us because we won't take that necessary step. He's waiting for us to be obedient. It's about obedience to do it afraid. Our lives depend on it. Our destinies depend on it. Other people that are connected to us, some we know and some we have not yet met, their destinies depend on it. Do it afraid. And I believe that once we start being obedient and doing things afraid, that fear will be released and we will no longer be afraid. Because, again, we won't be walking in our own strength. We will be doing things and we will be doing it in the grace of God. We won't be doing it so that we can get the glory. We'll be doing it for the glory of God. We have to take the focus off of ourselves. We have to know that there's a reason that God is telling us to do what he's telling us to do. We have to believe him. We have to know and trust him and the process. We have to know that we can be delivered even in our fear. Even while we're afraid, we can be delivered in the process. But we can't be free without being obedient. God already told us in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and the future. So God has already figured it out. We don't have to figure it out. All we have to do is walk it out. God knows the beginning, the middle, and the end. So all we have to do is get into his presence and listen to his voice and listen to his instructions. He didn't tell us to figure it out. He just asked us to be obedient and be not afraid while we're doing it. It's nothing to be afraid of if he's already figured it out. It's nothing to be afraid of if he knows the plans that he has for us. Every plan and purpose that he has for us is already in his word. The word is a roadmap. He's already mapped it out. But it gets down to our relationship with him. How much are we willing to die to ourselves? How much are we willing to get into his presence? How much are we willing to truly die to our flesh and say, God, I'm yours. Lead me, guide me, not my will, but your will. That's what it all boils down to. Us being willing to follow his plan and not ours. He said he will hold us up with his right hand. That's strength. We're going to be victorious. He said with his victorious right hand. So we already have the victory in whatever we do. And even if we stumble along the way, it's not to harm us. It's to teach us lessons, to show us and to teach us that we do need him, that we're not doing this in our own strength, that we need God, and that we need to always listen and be obedient, not to get ahead of him and not to get too far behind him, but to allow him to lead us and guide us along the way. He wants to prosper us and give us hope and a future. But it requires us to move and be obedient. So no matter what he tells us to do, if we are afraid, we have to do it afraid. And as we walk, and as we continue to walk, and as we continue to be obedient, I can just see it in the spirit. The layers will just fall off of us. They will just peel off of us to the point that we will begin to walk in freedom. We will no longer be afraid because we know that God is with us. We will now be trusting him. We would be trusting his word. But it requires something of us, staying out. What has he told you to do? What has he told you to do? What seed did he tell you to release? What book did he tell you to write? What CD did he tell you to make? What job did he tell you to apply for that in your own mind you can't see how you qualify for it? Apply. Do it afraid. You will have favor as you sit across that table in front of those people. I'm a living witness. Being afraid does not give us a pass to not be obedient. Whatever you do, just give God the glory. Just pray in the process. Just seek him. Just stay in his space. Stay in his word. But whatever he's told you to do, even if you're afraid, do it afraid. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for this day. Lord, we bless you on tonight, O God, for this word, O God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus as we bind the spirit of fear right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you will allow, O God, someone to walk in the plan and purpose that you've given us for their lives, O God. Lord, I bless you on tonight, O God, for all that you've done and all that you have yet to do in our lives, O God. Lord, we give you glory, O God, because we know, O God, that because we are obedient to you and to your word, O God, that we will shine, O God, and you will get the glory out of our lives. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus for just continuing to grow us and keep us, O God. Lord, we give you glory, honor, and praise on tonight. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you on tonight for joining us. This is, again, Pastor Talia Oxendine. I am the assistant pastor at Beauty from Ashes Ministries International, where our pastor and visionary is Pastor Verinda Cobbs. Please join us on a Sunday if your time allows. We are at 6209 Lakeside Avenue, Henrico, Virginia, 23220. Thank you, and you all have a blessed evening, and be safe in this snow. God bless you.